So, Z, you like watching movies about teenagers Skyping and Facebooking?
Yes, because it's like living my everyday life.
Ah, well then, shit. Well then, you know what? I got the perfect movie for you. Unfriended.
Unfriended.
Yes, people. We're here talking about Unfriended, the 2015 Blumhouse smash hit box office success that's going to just knock the Avengers out of the park. Whatever. Oh, Furious 7 as well. Star Wars and all that, man. Unfriended is the movie people been wanting to see, and goddamn, Z. God damn it, man. I swear to God, how many times am I gonna keep giving these fucking movies a chance before the first 5 minutes just pissed me the fuck off? It's like, you've got to be shitting me, man. You just said it before we even started. Was there a script? No.
I honestly don't think there was.
Why would you even waste your time to write one for shit like this, right?
I don't know. This seems like one of those movies that should have been released in January.
This is one of those movies that should have been released on VOD. There you go.
Yeah, because the theater experience doesn't improve it like it's you think it should.
No.
This could have been. This probably would have been extremely more successful. Because I don't know what the box office numbers are going to be yet. But.
Oh, well, shit. I'm going to tell you this right now. So you say successful, I think you got to change that word. Because this movie only cost $1 million. And it's got a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it is successful. It's very successful. It's going to make that money back.
So I'm going to think it's going to make $20 million this weekend.
Shit. Yeah, it might be number two right after Furious 7. So yeah, I guess so, man.
As long as it beats Paul Blart.
I'm telling you this right now. You are correct about that. I don't think that this movie should have been put in theaters. Personally, first of all, I'm gonna go ahead and say I fucking hated the movie. I thought this was a waste of my goddamn time in theaters. If you ask me, not a damn thing happens, and to the point where when stuff does happen, it's all behind a computer screen. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much following Blair. Who names our kid Blair?
I'm about to say, you following Blair? You following Blair's computer? So you got a group of online friends here. One of them's going by Blair, and I guess the two main ones is Blair and Mitch, and we open up with a tantalizing sex scene in here, or whatever. Which, by the way. You know what pissed me off about that, Z?
You didn't see nothing?
No, it's not that I didn't see anything. It's the fact that I'm saving it for prom or whatever. And then we find out 20 minutes later, this bitch cheated on him anyway. Or whatever. And just like...
Twice.
What a bitch. What a fucking bitch. She gonna make this good guy boyfriend she's dated wait till prom. Meanwhile, she didn't already gave it up to the douchebag, a.k.a. me. Twice. What a bitch. Fuck her, by the way. So.
Well, we'll get to it later, but she turned into an even more bitch.
Oh, yeah. And I just want to put the record straight. You don't like anyone in this fucking film. You don't like none of them. They all got some...
And didn't the fat guy seem out of place?
Yes. It's just like, why are these good-looking kids hanging out with him?
Yeah, maybe it's just because he's like a hacker, I guess.
You know what this felt? This felt like if Saw met Paranormal Activity.
That's a very good comparison. And, like dead on.
And it sucks the fun from Saw, and it's just as boring as Paranormal Activity. So.
Well, it's pretty much just you get five kids arguing, And you can't pick up anything because they're all arguing over each other.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's doing the whole Skype experience, too, which is, like, it freezes sometimes, or they're all, like you said, they're all just, I know there's another movie that I saw that was just like this, same horror film, whatever, and they all were arguing about, you know, trying to test themselves about, like, what was real and what's not real and who's doing what and stuff like that. And I'm not gonna lie, that kind of shit is only good for something like a 3-minute scene. For an hour and a half of a movie, this shit's annoying.
Yeah, it was, because it's nothing changes. I mean, you see Blair going to, and thankfully, the best thing about this is I was hoping that Skype wasn't perfect the entire time. Huh. Oh, fuck you.
Or they were in San Francisco, so you know goddamn well that Skype wasn't working that well now. Especially with the weather out there.
So, I was like, okay, but you see her going on Facebook, Google, Spotify.
Fucking
going on all this stuff.
Blogs.
Chat roulette. Yeah. And it's just pretty much you're living the experience through her, which is, she's kind of a bland character to begin with.
You're living the experience through her and she's a goddamn keyboard warrior. There you go. Shit. She's a goddamn keyboard warrior. How many fucking movies have we seen where motherfuckers just type and we go like, that shit's boring? There's a reason why The Social Network didn't spend most of the movie behind a goddamn keyboard. It's because that shit is boring. Don't nobody care about what you type about. There's a reason why The Fifth Estate, the Wikipedia movie, why that shit failed and nobody liked it. It's because they spent that whole movie behind a computer typing shit that we know a damn thing about. Of codes and shit like that. Don't nobody want to watch a fucking movie about a teenager Facebooking someone. I personally definitely don't want to watch that shit. It went on for a good, there's a good 5 minutes of the opening of this film before she calls Mitch, and it's just her not even saying a word, no dialogue, nothing, just her typing, clicking, and you're watching her look up Facebook, look up like you said, Spotify and stuff like that. And I'm just sitting there going like, I swear to God, if this whole fucking movie is like this, I'm gonna blow my fucking brains out. I didn't get a screener for this. I had to see it with a general audience. And general audience I was with was, I saw it around, I want to say, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. The audience I was with, they were pretty much older folks, like in their 30s and shit like that, and 40s. And all you heard was shit like this. Nobody had a reaction to anything. Everybody was just sitting there going like, so is this it?
Thankfully, because you probably would have blown your brains out if you saw with like kids.
Oh God.
Because you would have heard them screaming. You'd be like, what are you screaming about?
What time did you go see? Because you saw this pretty late, didn't you?
I went to actually to the drive-in.
Ah.
It was a double feature. And so, you know, I didn't have like a theater experience, but I wasn't going to pay $10 plus to see the movie.
Damn, so you heard kids screaming at a drive-in? Shit. Fuck. You can hear them screaming.
Well, they look like, you know, come on, you know the teenage crowd now. They're fucking, they scream at everything.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, we talked about that when I saw Paranormal Activity 4 and shit like that. Like, nothing happens in the whole fucking movie and everybody's freaking out. Even a little bitch Nathan or whatever was kind of, that was the scariest thing I've ever seen. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Scariest thing you've ever seen. All right, man. Come on now. What is... Okay, I knew kids today were soft because, you know, back when me and Z were kids, we were getting beat with, like, Hot Wheels track and shit like that. Now if you touch a kid, you go to jail or something like that. It was like, kids go like, oh, I was verbalized and offended or whatever. Or nowadays when you get bullied, I hate to even make fun of this, but now if you get bullied today or whatever, kids taking guns to school and either shooting themselves or shooting that kid or something like that. You know, when we get bullied, you know, we either say fuck it or go whoop that kid's ass. But kids are so fucking soft these days that, you know, it seems like any they're just scared of any damn thing they see or something like that. Like, you literally just got to put, like, a shadow in the background, sneak up on someone, and kids will just freak out from that shit. I don't know if it's just because people like me or you are used to it because we from the 80s and, you know, we've seen a lot of shit now at this point. So it's like, you know, it's really hard to scare people from the 80s or whatever or throw anything like that because I'm not going to lie, man. Were you scared of anything in this?
The internet connection failing.
Yeah, well.
That's what I was worried about. I was like, oh shit, the movie's gonna be over if there's no internet connection.
I think that did happen in the movie too, right?
Towards the end.
I remember, somewhere in the middle, like, it had happened, whatever, when they all lost video chat and they had to call. I think it was when somebody died or something like that. And I'm sorry.
You're right.
But the way these people died, I'm not going to lie, they were either cartoonish or trying to be funny.
Yeah, like, the first death with Val, she sat there for what? Seriously, 5 minutes.
That pissed me off.
Kept talking, her just, and we were like, then she just passes out. We're like, okay.
Yeah, it did that Paranormal Activity shit. They did that Paranormal Activity shit where you don't see her pass out, but you kind of know she passed out because the camera just turned sideways on her and shit, and you just hear everybody going for fucking 5 minutes, Val, you there? Val, pick the camera up. Pick the camera. Just like, okay. I can't.
And it was, what was the code they said? You know, it's,
I don't know, actually.
They did something.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the police codes.
Yeah. So, and when something happens, it's like, oh, Larry has to look this up, and so we have to follow her to see the police codes. And fuck you, because Google does not give you the first sight. Like, when you type something up.
Did you see that it was highlighted as if she's been to that site before?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
So I was like,
I'm like,
hey Z, that was in the script. Have that up on your history.
Yeah.
That was some bullshit.
They did the scene so many times they forgot, like, oh, it's a highlighted link.
Yeah. It's gonna be, you know why? Because she couldn't remember, so they just said, we're gonna go to the site for you and you'll see it when you just type in police codes, okay? It's the first one right there. So, you stupid bitch.
And then she went to chat roulette.
Yeah.
And she, you know, nobody would. She found, like, the stoners. I think there's a shot of a penis in there, too.
Yeah, it was. The stoners. This shit was like, oh, dude, you're going to call the cops. I was like, you got to be shot. Okay. All right.
And what is. Okay, what is that going to do? Because you're going to see people from all over the world, and they're going to call. Someone from, like, France is going to call 911 to help you and friends know.
Fucking thank you. Jesus fucking Christ. Thank you. You got this French chick over here. On the other side, and she's calling, you know, hold on, I'm getting to the point where, okay, so we got these five friends. They had a friend that murdered herself because of a video that got posted online, and I'm just going to go ahead and fucking spoil the twist here, if you will, or whatever. It was by Blair, the girl we're fucking following here and shit like that, which, by the way, if you didn't see that coming, it's just like, okay, I think we all saw that coming. That's the reason why we're following Blair and the reason why that this so-called ghost is haunting her. This is just like payback to kill everyone or whatever and shit. She posted this video of her drunk off her ass to the point where she even shitted herself. And everybody was telling her on Facebook and stuff like that, oh my God, you have no life no more. You should just kill yourself and stuff like that. You know how fucking kids say that shit. So she actually does it. She goes and kills herself. And then one night, these friends all, for some fucking reason, I don't even know why they all got on Skype together, to be honest. Like they just randomly called each other.
And I don't know if this was the ghost, because the ghost controlled everything.
Yeah.
Did they just happen to, because Mitch and Blair were talking together, and all of a sudden, five friends.
Yeah, they all just
accepting the call.
Yeah, they all just jumped in or whatever. For why though? That's what I want to know. Why? And mind you, we were in this time frame where every one of them had an iPhone. Why they just didn't FaceTime each other, or Google Hangout?
Yeah, I know. But the thing that actually was positive was that they actually showed Skype at its best. So it wasn't an hour and a half commercial.
I was going to say, though, it's still...
So that's a positive.
I don't think that's a positive. You know why? Because they were on Skype video, and not once did they either drop a call or did it freeze their audio. They only freeze videos, and they were still able to talk. So I don't think that's a positive at all. So that's some bullshit, Skype. That's some fucking bullshit. Skype don't last that long. One of the problems, obviously, so they get on Skype, and for some other fucking reason, I don't know why they get on Skype. For some reason, they all just join in just to talk, even though they're going to see each other the next fucking day at school. I don't know what the fuck kids
people,
got to
do
say.
Do people do that now?
I was about to say that. I don't know if fucking people do that now or whatever. I think that's fucking weird if you ask me just to get five people just to talk or whatever. And mind you, still keep the dude you slept with, over, that's your best friend's buddy, to keep him around in your group. This bullshit-ass romance shit here or whatever that pissed me off too. I would die for you. Nigga, you 17. You don't know what the fuck. Shut the fuck up with that shit. Shut the fuck up.
Were they high school or college?
They were high school.
Were they high school?
Yeah, they were all still living with their parents and shit. Don't you think if they were in college, they would have been in dorms?
I don't know. Kids these days, you know?
Nah, I don't fucking know kids these days. Kids these days are fucking morons or whatever. So, once they post this video gets posted, this entity, if you will, decides to just fuck with them, become Jigsaw the puppet, and plays a game with them each. Until every one of them is dead and it exacts its revenge. And makes Blair feel the pain that this bitch felt, I guess. There's some stupid shit, too, because apparently there's a website, don't message the dead people if they respond to you. First of all, why the fuck would dead people be Facebook messaging you?
Because that's what everyone does now.
That is the cheapest shit I have ever seen. Like, we come from an age of poltergeists and shit like that. Well, they'll turn your fucking TV off and start showing bodies through the motherfucker. Or they'll start sending you subliminal messages through your computer just by shutting that motherfucker down and saying, we are here, or something like that. This motherfucker literally sent a damn Facebook message. I said, how cheap.
Do you think this is a dumbed down version of poltergeist?
I think it's a dumbed down version of every fucking thing, personally. I think it's this is a movie made for fucking teenagers. It is from MTV, so first of all, I'm not shocked by that. So this is a movie strictly made for teenagers because this is the stupidest fucking thing I have probably seen this year.
Wow. That actually pushed me back a little because I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Yeah, it is one of the dumbest fucking things ever. Everybody keeps saying, oh, well, it's something that hasn't been done before. Yeah, and it's fucking stupid or whatever. Nobody wants to fucking watch a ghost movie over fucking Skype. Do you want to fucking watch a ghost movie over Skype, Z? Seriously.
No.
Do you even want to watch found footage anymore or whatever? Like, they're taking this found footage ghost shit to the fucking other limits now or whatever with this shit. And to the point where now it's becoming internet connectivity-wise.
No, because it's all the same. I mean, it's... If they did something different, the only different thing was the whole Skype bullshit.
Yeah.
But if they did something different...
Because they all have, like, a formula now.
Exactly. And they don't do nothing with that formula to change it.
The formula of the found footage genre for horror, and the same goes for this film, is we got a group of friends, they're all getting together, then next you know, that something strange happens... They all start questioning it, and then till they get into an argument with each other, and then next you know, the ghost or whatever it is starts fucking with them, and so they all start freaking out, and then one by one, either they die or vanish until it gets to the end where you don't see anything this whole movie, and you'll probably see some deaths in there, but they'll just, like, flicker the camera to where you can't fully see it, and then next you know, it'll end with the ghost finally appearing, and then the movie just going to a black screen.
I didn't see Ghost. I didn't see... You see something at the very end, but it was so dark, you couldn't see shit.
I was gonna say, I saw it, and the makeup was fucking terrible. It looked like they just pulled some bitch out of cold water. she just had her hair down and she just closed the screen and she kills Blair. People, I'm gonna tell you right now, what annoyed me the fucking most about this movie is that you not only do you not get a damn thing, but the deaths are even bullshit. Like, even when they're killing people, Z, it's just as if it's like, let me show you a picture, and then it'll go back to Blair. Because you can't see it because Skype is breaking up. And then next, you know, that's the only time Skype broke up is when the fucking deaths were happening. So you couldn't see the damn deaths going on. You're just like, damn, you can't even give me. That's the thing about found footage, too, is they can't even give you the death scenes properly.
No. Did you notice, though, that when she was looking up, like, websites or whatever?
Yeah.
No one else talked.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm like, why are people talking?
And I like it because.
You add something.
And I like it because it was like, and when she got done with that site or something like that, they'd be like, Blair, hello, Blair, where are you, whatever. And it's just like, so she just tuned out for that fucking minute that she was looking shit up? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, they...
Go ahead, Z.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, it's like they couldn't do two things at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they couldn't.
Like they had a... one thing.
They couldn't just turn their iPads into fucking second screen, dual screen, so they could put the chat over on the other side so you can still see the video or whatever. They couldn't do that. No, see, they can do all this. Matter of fact, they got a 17-year-old hacker in here, but they can't do that. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Another thing that was... my biggest problem with the movie was just that nothing really happens, and you just got five people just arguing with each other what's going on. I hate that in all these fucking found footage films. I hate these in all these horror films or whatever and shit. It adds nothing to the film. It doesn't add any tension or nothing. Like, it doesn't... It's supposed to creep you out, and yet it doesn't because you... Personally, you just don't give a shit. I'm not gonna... You don't give a shit. I didn't give a fuck about... Like, the longer this movie went on, I realized, wow, even Blair, I don't like you now, neither. You're a fucking bitch as well. So the only likable character here. So all I was saying was the only likable character you get in this fucking film is Blair and Mitch. And then by the end, the longer the film goes on, they're both some fucking douchebags.
Yes, and what I said earlier is that how you don't like anyone in this movie.
No.
I think you're supposed to like Blair, but I just take a guess you're supposed to like her. But she sells Mitch out like a bitch.
Oh, you talking about that ending, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. What? Man, she got on my nerves, dude, throughout the whole movie. I'm not gonna lie. She got on my fucking nerves, dude. I was just like, I'm sick of her. She sells that whole... Because they open up the movie. I love you. I want you to be the... And all this shit. And then the next thing you know, she says, fuck him. He did it. And I was just like, damn. And you know what?
And she got the one guy killed, too, on that letter.
And I was gonna say, Mitch... He seemed to be on truth to saying that he didn't do it, because he seemed to be the honest throughout the whole fucking film as well. So that was pretty fucked up that she got him killed for nothing.
Yeah. And she got the other guy killed by showing that letter.
That other guy was a douchebag, though.
Yeah, and they said he was drunk, but we never seen him drink at all.
That guy was a particular douchebag throughout the whole film. First of all, he annoyed me because his dialogue delivery was fucking terrible. The way he was talking, it was fucking terrible. His voice acting was annoying the shit out of me. And then it gets even more annoying when he decides to pull a gun out. Who the fuck is he pulling a gun out on?
Yeah, it's true.
It's a fucking computer ghost.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I like how none of their parents are home. They all just vanished this night.
Yep.
It's just, what
the ghost waited for the exact same
moment. Yeah, what a... You know what? The ghost sent them out. The parents all out to dinner.
Yeah, they got an extra... The ghost gave the parents... for $200 to go spend beer.
I like how Mitch said earlier, can I come over? And she says, my dad will kill you or whatever and shit if he finds you here. And then later, later 30 minutes in the movie, he says, your dad's out, my dad drinking. So why the fuck you just didn't come over then, if you knew that?
Yeah.
That don't make any damn sense.
Here's the thing with Blair. Oh, no, dinner. Here's the thing with Blair is that she kept accusing Mitch of doing this. And he keeps making, you know, saying, no, it's not me and stuff like this. And she continues to hammer the point that it's him fucking around.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. Like, and then is this how girls act now? Like, the guy doesn't talk for 1 minute, and she says, Mitch, Mitch.
Hello? Question mark. Like six hello? Different sentences. Because people, we're watching through their iMessage chat as well, as we Mitch and this girl talked to each other, and I was just like, I don't need to see your fucking iMessage chat or whatever. And you know what was annoying about that, though, is the fact that we have to see her keep accusing Mitch when all along she's the bitch for the reason of this.
Yeah, she's the reason she got her friends killed.
Yeah, she's the reason, because she's the one. Because we found out later in the film, people, why the ghost was haunting her is because the ghost pretty much tells her, you must not remember the whole video where you were the one that filmed this and posted it online, and she was laughing her ass off too when she saw it or whatever. So, I don't know about you, but a real friend, which I'm nowhere near a real friend, I'll turn your ass over in a heartbeat. I would have woke your ass up. Rather it was Z, Cody, Wayne. I would have woke you. I would, cause she left her there.
Yeah, she was saying, she's like, right before she's about to die, she's like, look, we're sisters. You know, do you remember this? We had a fall. We drifted apart, and
there was that point too where she even told Mitch, "You don't know her like I know her." You know, she had stuff. You know, I was just like, stop trying to feel sympathetic for this girl after you fucked up.
But do you think this is just a PSA for cyberbullying?
Yes. You know, I'm starting to realize that a lot of these found footage ghost horror movies now, they're just becoming PSAs now. The one, It Follows, that was just a PSA for STDs. Now this one is just a PSA for cyberbullying.
Yeah, it was. Because, one, it's fucking bullshit. Because when you post something on Facebook, it's like everyone's on Facebook at the same time. Because we saw it.
Yeah.
They put a video or photos got posted, and all like, then a comment. I'm like, that does not happen in real life.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone was on Facebook the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, what's more annoying about shit like that is that, and I even personally, I hate to say this or whatever, but I think cyberbullying is some bullshit, if you ask me. Now, granted, I grew up in the age where internet wasn't around. I mean, internet is still new. Well, not so much new, but the technology of it is still new. And, you know, cyberbullying has been around for a couple of years now, like 2000s to now or whatever and shit like that. If you're killing yourself over cyberbullying, something is fucking wrong with you. I'm sorry. I know this is probably where you probably shouldn't say shit like this, because there is a lot of people that do kill themselves over cyberbullying, but how weak-minded must you be just because someone texts, go fuck yourself, I hope you die, or something like that? Do you know...
It's kind of like the news thing, like, oh, you can't...
Well. Yeah. Do you know how many times some group of kids probably came around me and Z when we were kids, bullying us or something like that, or saying some stupid shit or whatever, and I don't know about you, Z, but the last thing on my mind was, I need to go kill myself.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. If it doesn't, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, it does.
Everyone gets bullied to one, some, and some just, I wouldn't say harmless, but it happens. I'm not saying, I was like, yes, it sucks that people kill themselves over the back, because some people do get it worse if they're, gay or whatever. But like something like this, because you're drunk and passed out, no.
Mind you,
seems far-fetched.
Yeah. Mind you, she could easily just move to another fucking state. Now, granted, it's gonna be on the internet, but nobody. If someone just said, "Hey, are you that girl that did this video?" All you gotta do is be like, "No, that ain't me. I don't think that was me at all. No, that ain't me." I mean, come on, me and Z do weekly fucking podcasts or whatever, where we say embarrassing shit all the damn time, whatever, shit we don't know what the fuck we talking about, so I highly doubt that somebody, matter of fact, we get comments all the time, but there's constantly someone saying, oh, you guys suck or fuck you or something like that. You don't see me wanting to go put a bullet in my head, I'm sorry, but I think that's the coward way of taking it out, if you ask me. It sucks that most kids do take their lives from cyberbullying or something like that. But I'm here to tell you right now, if there's any kids listening to it, that is the coward's way of going out. That is stupid as fuck to kill yourself over some goddamn keyboard warrior typing, go fuck yourself, I hope you die, or whatever. So for this to be a PSA about cyberbullying, to me, doesn't exist. It's not cyberbullying. It's just douchebags, okay? Bullying is a group of kids circling around you, giving you shit and about to throw a fist at your ass. Okay, that's bullying.
Cyber. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, cyberbullying is just a word.
Yeah. Words from a motherfucker.
We both grow up in the thing where the actions speak louder than the word.
Yeah, a fist to the head. And now, granted, I grew up in Compton, so I'm just telling you right now, people, cyberbullying to me doesn't exist because everybody writes fuck you over the internet. They will never say that shit to your fucking face. Don't take that shit so hard or whatever. The problem with this movie is that this amps up cyberbullying to 1,000, and it gives you a bunch of annoying-ass kids that don't do a damn thing but just go, is that you? Is that you? When we found out throughout the whole movie, this bitch Blair just had to say it was me that did all of this.
Yeah, that's all she needed to say.
Yeah, so what a waste of a fucking movie. And Z, what would you give this?
And it just
final thoughts, Z. Final thoughts. We'll wrap this up. What would you?
The movie's different due to the fact of you see the whole Skype experience, but they took that way to the extreme. I think I'm with you on it shouldn't have been 1 hour and 20 of the Skype, because I think they just got drawn out way too fast.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it an extremely, like, low as possible. Stream it. Like, the low possible, like, stream it if you're bored as fuck one day and you just want to watch something stupid. That's the only reason why I'm seeing low stream it.
Yeah, you'll probably be even more bored watching this shit.
I can't give it a fuck it because I think the idea of what they did was different, and that's something new. It's kind of like in our new age.
That don't make it good, though.
I do gotta give them a thumbs up for that one.
No, that doesn't make it good just because they fucking decided to use Skype shit.
I didn't mean it like it was good.
So we're giving passes to movies now just because if it tried something new. Okay, all right. The internet is not nothing new to try something with. Found footage is the same, whether it's done over Skype or a camera. The reason why is because it's still all recorded. So it doesn't matter if it's over a fucking computer or a camcorder. It's the same shit. It's just done over a fucking another program now. And this.
I got a question.
What's your question? Why are you giving this bullshit a low stream?
How is this found footage? How is this found footage? Because who's recording this shit?
It's found footage because it's.
You know what I mean?
It takes place of the
this
death.
Is Skype. Oh, okay.
The death of whatever that bitch's name, whatever. Because the video's all over.
I'm just kind of curious.
Oh, shut up. You love this fucking movie. You fucking bastard, you. This movie's a high fuck it. This movie is stupid as shit, and I'm not like Z. I don't get tricked by fucking movies just because they do something new, whatever. Because guess what? It Follows did something new, and that was some bullshit as well. This is next to It Follows. I don't give a fuck about teens on Skype, and I don't damn sure don't want to see them writing Facebook messages to each other or iMessaging or pretty much just using every program you think of to social network with someone. I think that's stupid as fuck if you ask me. It's almost as if horror movies are taking the classics from the previous years or whatever, such as I see Skype being the replacement of a cabin. Because usually these are the type of movies that where it's just like they're in a cabin in the woods and ha 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 there or whatever and shit. And now we're using it just because, oh, you know, kids use the internet nowadays, so let's just use Skype, whatever. I think it's a fucking cheap premise or whatever. Now, it's just you say new, I say cheap. Horror is just finding new ways to be even cheaper than what it is now. And I'm telling you this right now, horror is a fucking joke now. The fact that they would even think of using Skype. as something to do, cliche something like this. This movie is a fucking joke, and now this genre has just solidified itself as a fucking joke by making this bullshit-ass dumb fucking movie. I had felt nothing for none of the characters. I was bored out of my fucking mind the first 5 fucking minutes of the film, just seeing these motherfuckers iMessage each other talking about, what are you doing? What's going on? Hey, what's this? Whatever it is. It's a bunch of 5 fucking douchebags and shit like that. You barely get to see any of the deaths, so you don't give a shit about that. They do some Paranormal Activity shit where they show you the ghost at the end and just closes the laptop and the screen goes black, and they play this cheap ass MTV music throughout the whole fucking film. Yeah, man, this is a high fuck it. I don't recommend this to anyone, and I think if you like this, you're a fucking moron, if you ask me. I think if you like horror nowadays, still, you're the fucking moron, because, yeah, this is not just for anyone. This is some boring, stupid shit. And most adults, every time I go see horror movies now, just like I saw with It Follows and just like I saw with this one, the audience now realize that this shit isn't for adults anymore. It is for fucking 13-year-olds, because that is the only way you're gonna flinch at some stupid shit like this. Fuck this movie, fuck this genre, fuck this director, and fuck all 5 of these actors, because it all can go to hell now.
Seriously, who posted the video?
It wasn't me.
Well, one of us did.